honesty, passion, experience. It's Timberwolves Explosion, hosted on the Paladino Live Network. And now, your host, Paladino Joey. Hello again, Timberwolves fans. Are you ready for the explosion of Timberwolves basketball? I'm your host, Paladino Joey, or Joey Owygen. Timberwolves Explosion is available on all of your favorite podcasting apps. I thank you once and always for downloading and listening to this show. It's a great, great pleasure to be back again with you once again today. The sun is shining for the most part. Yeah, it's mostly, partly cloudy. It's a little bit of gray hue in the sky, which is totally fine. The Minnesota Timberwolves are absolutely fantastic. Number one in the West, only losing two games in the month of November. What a month. What a month of November. 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, and 2 in the month of November. 14 and 4 overall atop the Western Conference, but unfortunately not going to win the in-season tournament. But okay, sorry for throwing that in there. But what an amazing, amazing start. 14 and 4 and atop the Western Conference. Does it get any better than this? Of course it does. I want to win an NBA championship, damn it. Getting to the finals of any sport in this town would be amazing. But let's win it, too. You don't want to just get to the Super Bowl or get to the NBA Finals or Cup Final. You get the idea. And lose. I don't want to lose. So let's go all the way and win a championship this year. Minnesota Timberwolves are the NBA champions. I want to be able to do that like they do on Sin Bin. It's like a Las Vegas Golden Knights podcast. Probably the biggest one there is. For that one. At the opening of the show, the host, Ken, always says, the Vegas Golden Knights are the Stanley Cup champions. Yep. And I'm looking at a little Stanley Cup sticker right now. So, because I want the Stanley Cup too. Minnesota Wild. Check out Brave the Wild. There goes plug. I'm sorry. But I'm going to plug the Timberwolves all over the place. So we had a little switcheroo in. I thought the Wolves were going to somehow drop a trap game to the Utah Jazz. That did not happen. The Wolves went comfortably 101-90. Well, not that comfortably. We were trailing by 9 on occasion in that game. It's kind of annoying. But the Wolves ended up losing to Sacramento. Talk about annoying. They couldn't miss pretty much in the first half. And the Wolves never really recovered from that one. 124-111 loss. Wolves win in a blowout versus Memphis. 119-97. An epic performance against the OKC Thunder. Now, you just knew this was going to be like the game of the week. It was the feature presentation and all that cool stuff. Unfortunately, Anthony Edwards with a bruised hip, basically. I don't know if they call it a hip flexor, but yeah, went down hard on a stupid, like, kind of like a blocking foul where a guy comes in when Anthony Edwards is already airborne. Dude, come on. That's bullcrap. Hopefully we can do away with that kind of stuff. I don't think he was intending to injure Anthony Edwards or anything crazy like that, but it's still bullcrap. I mean, I remember people walking beneath me when I'm airborne and I land on their foot and I turn my ankle. It's like, dude, come on. That's bullshit. So, pardon my French. It's stuff like that. That can really mess you up. But Anthony Edwards, knowing his toughness, he's going to be back. Did not play versus the Jazz. We had no Jaden McDaniels either, so it's kind of, again, like I talked about last week, that 2 to 4 week type of recovery deal. The little tiny microscopic tears probably in the tendon, but not like an actual, like, rip on the side, like a big rip or whatever. So that's with a grade one, like we talked about in last episode. My little grade one through three diagnosis of, tendon sprains and such, where three is like, good night, see you next season. If it's a completely ripped tendon, see ya. You're screwed pretty much. That sucks. It's months. So where am I? Yes, Wolves 3-1 week, losing to freaking Sacramento, but it happens. It happens. Let's open up with that one. The Wolves, again, 2 games to preview. So 4 games to review, 2 games to preview as we head into December. Timberwolves have a few games off, probably waiting for that in-season tournament to wrap up in Las Vegas in the weekend. Wish the Wolves could be there, but it's going to be the frickin' Kings instead because of that game. That frickin' game. And, yeah, no Jaden McDaniels, no Anthony Edwards, and the Wolves still win comfortably versus Utah. And find a way to win pretty early versus the OKC Thunder as well. So, 124-111 loss to Sacramento. I've talked about it 15 times. I apologize. Yes, sir. Darren Fox would have been nice to have Jaden McDaniels on him. Anthony Edwards, epic performance, 35 points. 7 rebounds, 5 assists. It was kind of a back-and-forth battle, but again, it's just the first half was kind of like, it was frustrating. Whereas the 38-point first quarter, and then the Wolves just kind of hung in there. A crappy third quarter, only 15 points. You kept Sacramento to 22, but you only wound up with 15 points. And then it was just kind of like a parallel the rest of the way in the fourth quarter. Just Sacramento, as they would say in NBA in the Zone for the PlayStation 1, the Kings maintain their lead. And that's pretty much what happened in the course of the Sacramento Kings and the Minnesota Timberwolves. Again, epic first quarter for Sacdo. De'Aaron Fox at 36. He's one of my favorite players in the league. Made 14 of 32 shots. He went a little crazy in the game. I don't know who you'd compare that to, like an Iverson, heck, a Jordan, like where Jordan would attempt 30 shots. It's kind of funny because that's actually below 50%. So, I don't know, went a little crazy out there. Harrison Barnes, who was obviously very strong in the game, 7 of 11. You got to like that. 7 of 11. 2 of 4 from downtown or outside or whatever. It's like everybody shot like 50% and up from 3. It was ridiculous. Well, not everybody, but 48.6, 17 to 35. Of course, guys missed some shots in that third quarter. The third quarter was definitely not the feature presentation of the week or anything because guys were missing shots all over the place. And the Wolves actually played a little better defense. Nikhil Alexander-Walker certainly didn't have his greatest game ever starting. It was his first game actually starting this year because of the injury to Jaden McDaniels. So that's kind of how that went. Anthony Edwards didn't shoot well either. 2 of 9 from outside. 8 of 21, but he did get to the free throw line a hell of a lot and wound up with 35 points. 17 of 18 from the free throw line. So good for Anthony Edwards. Again, where Conley would kind of coach him along the way, like, hey, you know, drive to the basket, man. So drive to the basket. You know, if your shot's not falling, drive to the basket. Higher percentage shots, get to the line and scorch the net from the free throw line, which was pretty freaking awesome. So way up in the 90s. In that case, where Troy Brown Jr. has done a really, really fabulous job also kind of helping replace Jaden McDaniels for the time being, at least replace the spot, that type of thing. Very strong performance. Rudy Gobert, he's beginning conversation throughout the league of being defensive player of the year. What do you think of that? It's showtime! Certainly a far cry from last season's epic meltdown, epic disappointment. Rudy Gobert, Defensive Player of the Year conversation. In fact, he is not only in the conversation, he is the favorite for the conversation. Nikhil Alexander-Walker, NAW, again, not a great game versus Sacramento, but I don't know. It was just an overall frustrating game where it was kind of like last year's Timberwolves a little bit. Obviously, super talented team, but, you know, gave up too many baskets, too many threes and such. And Sacramento, it was just one of those games where people were dropping probably JC bombs. It's like, come on, do you have to make every damn one of them? So it was one of those kind of games, like the games at the health club or intramural basketball, gym class, whatever, where you're just JC and you're trying not to swear, but you might say it inadvertently because you don't like to swear much, I hope. And because it's like, really, man? 7 of 8? What's going on here? You know, that type of thing. I'm slightly exaggerating. That's pretty much what it felt like. Come on, man. It's ridiculous. Ridiculous. Where the Wolves shot 36%. Guys like, you know, Karl Anthony Towns, 4 of 5. Fantastic. Really strong performance. 27 points. 11 rebounds, 4 assists. Garnett type of numbers, really, to be quite honest. Except for the threes necessarily, but yeah, even Nikhil Alexander-Walker, he was clanging all over the place. He was like Klang Thompson out there. Made a couple of three-pointers and missed the only two-pointer he attempted. Again, that's kind of annoying a little bit where guys only shoot threes. You can, it's becoming more of a thing now, which is really good news as a guy who, you know, based my game heavily on the mid-range shot, the elbow shots, baseline shots. That shot just in front of the rim, kind of like a momentum floater type of shot. You're kind of driving up, stop, and then do a floater over somebody. That was a really high percentage shot for me back in the good old days. A stat that came out from Dane Moore and was passed on with the Flagrant Howls podcast. Oh, I'm so distracted right now. People have... stop. Sorry. Someday it'll be different. Anthony Edwards is shooting 51% from 2-point range, like as they call them, long twos or whatever, like mid-range shots, because guys, you know the NBA is now. Obviously, you know, people are protecting the rim like crazy, charge, charge, charge. And then the counter for that was three-point shots. Like, you know, that's why the Warriors ended up having success, as much to my chagrin, because I can't stand them or the way they play. Can't stand them. I've never really been a huge fan of any of that. So then the mid-range shot's starting to become in fashion again. In style again is a better word. Like, Michael Jordan is the ultimate person that kind of got people going with the mid-range shot. That was, you know, those elbow shots and momentum. And, of course, eventually later on in his career, the turnarounds and the fadeaways, which he got super good at. Because, you know, you're not going to be open all the time from those spots, especially back in those old days. But, yep, it's becoming in style again. And Anthony Edwards, 51%. 51% from like the longer twos. Yeah, so it's not including the dunks, because that's obviously a super high percentage. You dunk the ball, it's you know, you're right by the basket. So it's the longer range twos. 51%. Freaking cool. And yeah, we have seen a bit of that, kind of that Jordan-esque type of game from Anthony Edwards. Jordan-esque in terms of, you know, those long twos. So that's good news. So I thought I'd bring that up. And of course, citing where I'm getting the information, because it's not just me finding it and throwing it out there. I'm sure it's out there all over the place with, you know, analytics and all that. There's those pages that have the shot selections and all that, the map and all that. So yeah, good stuff. That's actually a really cool statistic. Three point numbers for Anthony Edwards have been kind of up and down during the year. But generally speaking, yeah, I remember he was almost at 50% once upon a time. Now he's 37.7. And, of course, he did miss the game recently. And he missed most of the Oklahoma game anyway. Damn it. Carl Anthony Towns, 41%. That's the best on the team except for Mike Conley, 43.3. Holy cow. But he doesn't shoot nearly, well, okay, I'm wrong. He actually shoots slightly more than Carl Anthony. No, he makes slightly more. They both attempt 5 threes a game. Interesting. They both attempt 5 threes a game. Anthony Edwards attempts almost 7 threes a game. Go figure, he's the worst of the three in that statistic. Sorry to be negative, but it's the way it is. It's how it is. So why did I push that button? Oh, my apologies. So, yes, it was a frustrating loss, and doggone it, we're not going to be able to win the in-season tournament, but I don't know. It would have been a nice dream for a minute. Sorry. Memphis game. I have a different solution here. Memphis game. Sorry, that was loud. 119-97. I mean, that's a solution right there. Memphis 3-13 on the year, like a terrible football team. Kind of like the Tennessee Titans. They suck too. And of course, blabbermouth, arrogant, jackass, Ja Morant. Ja the jackass is not playing. So I know I hate everybody. I know I'm a creep and I hate everybody. But I don't know. There's too many jackasses. Jackass Ja didn't play because he's suspended because, you know, because he's nuts. He's nuts. Marcus Smart, unfortunately, also injured. That does not help at all. Really good player, of course. Steven Adams. Gosh, what the heck is up with this team? Sheesh. Who played? Okay, Jaren Jackson. That's good. Desmond Bain was a pain in the butt to deal with at times, but he didn't have a pretty particularly good game, though, did he? Whew, no, he didn't. Derrick Rose. Remember him? The one everybody worshipped. And, oh, especially the Prince jersey. Oh, you got to get the Prince Derrick Rose jersey. Oh, yeah, I mean, we're happy for you. It's good. I'll take the original classic jerseys that we've been wearing any day over the Prince ones. Sorry, I don't know. The Prince ones are not Timberwolves jerseys. They're Prince, it's Prince jersey. It's a Prince basketball jersey. That's really what it is. Prince logo and colors, yeah. It's not a Timberwolves jersey. Okay, it was for a couple games. Mike Conley Jr. with 10 assists, 19 points. Just, you know, this is, of course, his former team and when Mike Conley was in his prime for years and when I would have just, you know, I was dying to have a Mike Conley as point guard of the Minnesota Timberwolves. So it's an absolute pleasure to have him. Love you, Mike. Absolutely. It sucks that he's old, but he still can play. You know, he's still smooth and solid. I love him. Absolutely. Love what Mike Conley brings to the Minnesota Timberwolves. Carl Anthony Towns, only 25 minutes, but ran into foul trouble. Of course, 26 minutes, ran into foul trouble. Rudy Gobert, it's pretty much the exact same thing. Five fouls, ran into foul trouble, unfortunately. But he's been getting like 2 blocks every night, and that's awesome. Absolutely awesome. And obviously, his mobility has been a huge, huge thing. Lots of guys getting minutes in this game because why not? I mean, why the hell not? Leonard Miller finally got out there, played 2 minutes and 19 seconds along with Josh Minot, which I'm saying correctly now. Sorry for pissing you off by not saying it correctly. And Dacian Nix with his big, kind of big afro out there, kind of a bigger dude, getting a couple minutes. Happy to have you, Dacian. Yeah, the ball was kind of spread around. Kind of a comfortable, quiet, like, okay, let's get in and out of here without some kind of freak injury or anything awful. Let's not get, you know, in a fight and get suspended or anything stupid like that. And luckily the Wolves did that in a comfortable win. I ultimately don't have a whole lot to say. It was just a nice, comfortable win against a far inferior team. And it feels good. You know, obviously it's the team that kind of, you know, we probably should have beat them in the first round in our first playoff series when we were the sixth seed and all that cool stuff. And that was awesome. Or we were the seventh seed. Sorry, seventh seed. We didn't get the sixth. We haven't gotten that yet. But this year, that would be disappointing at this stage to get the sixth seed. Let's get some home court, guys. Home court. Top four at the very least. But yeah, this is like football records. Wolves 12-4. Memphis 3-13. A comfortable win. And that's kind of about it. It was nice. It was a nice, pleasant day. Mike Conley, nice, solid performance. And now, ladies and gentlemen, despite the injury to Anthony Edwards, damn it, our feature presentation.
And now, our feature presentation.
Yes, you kind of knew it. You kind of knew this was going to be the big one. If only we beat the damn Kings. Damn it, anyway, this game might have put us in the final. But it didn't. It didn't. We get to finish wherever we are, so whatever. Damn it. Doggone it. Okay, Anthony Edwards did play for a while in this game. I'm getting him mixed up with, yeah, I don't know why my brain's all mixed up. It was Jaden McDaniels that got hurt real early a few weeks ago. Now, 2 weeks ago. Yeah, that's what threw me off. It was like a minute in the game. One game he got kicked out because of the fight. And then, of course, the ankle injury right away. Where Anthony Edwards, yeah, this was like late third quarter-ish. Yeah, frickin' Jalen Williams. Dude, come on, back off a little bit, buddy. Back off, Jalen. Yeah, you shot 2 of 10. That's what you get. 0-3 from downtown. That's what you get, Jalen. You know, God. Like, do you have to, like, basically run underneath a guy? Oh, I'm playing defense. Sure you are. So, again, I don't think it was intent to injure. It was just, like, a dumb. I don't know. It's just dumb. It's bullcrap. And that's where, you know, coaches and players and stuff get pissed off at the opposing players when they do stuff like that. So that was insanely frustrating. Aaron Wiggins, of course, I don't think there's any relation to Andrew, but it's just interesting seeing A. Wiggins. It's like, oh, Andrew Wiggins? No. I do believe he wore 21 in college. There was no chance he was going to wear it on the Timberwolves, and of course it stuck as he went to other teams, the other team called the Golden State Warriors anyway, and now he's back to the old Andrew Wiggins. SGA, spectacular again. One of the best players in the league. He's all NBA. Blah, blah, blah. Josh Giddey got booed everywhere because he's not good. Let's just leave that alone. That's stuff that I probably don't need to get into. Chet Holmgren, who's developed into one of the nice players, of course. He hit at least one of his threes was very big, keeping the Oklahoma City Thunder in the game when it mattered most. But ultimately, the Wolves escaped despite losing Andrew Wiggins to the hip injury, the hip flexor, the hip bruise, whatever you call it. Still ended up leading the Wolves in scoring. It's kind of sad, though. He had like 20 points like early, you know, and then he just wound up with 20, so, or 21. So it's unfortunate how it turned out, but luckily the Wolves have escaped with wins, especially versus the OKC Thunder. But also, again, you hope that, you survive past Utah, so on and so forth, and you feel a heck of a lot better getting through these games, even though your star player's not playing. So, Trey Brown Jr. had some nice moments, ultimately 17 freaking points, 21 minutes, was absolutely huge in the fourth quarter. He did miss a free throw, which was like, doggone it. He did miss a free throw when the Wolves had a chance to be up by 4 with like 5 seconds left to win to ice the game, because you're not going to come back from 4 with 5 seconds left, unless you're a complete idiot and run into a guy on a three-point shot and it happens to go in, which wouldn't be the first time. Latrell Sprewell and all that, and Marcus the Forecaster's famous sudden, I've never heard him yell like that, why did he bleeping foul? It was hilarious. Oh, that was funny. He didn't say bleeping either. I never heard Marcus flip out like that, but that was what Sprewell running into. That was in the Sacramento Kings series many years ago. Sprewell just ran into, I can't remember who the heck it was. It might have been Bibby. I don't know. It was back in the day. Who cares, right? It was bad. It was bad. Nikhil Alexander-Walker, again, another kind of quiet game, unfortunately. He had a much better game versus his former club, the Jazz. I actually picked him up on fantasy because Zach LaVine's hurt, son of a biscuit. So he's out at least a week or so. I picked him up, Nikhil Alexander-Walker, probably. I might actually change my mind and get Duncan Robinson instead, but because obviously, you know, he's generally putting up better numbers. But it was Nikhil Alexander-Walker's performance versus Utah that I'm going to talk about shortly that prompted me to sign Walker for that emergency replacement for Zach LaVine. Conley continues to play a solid, steady game. Didn't shoot well in the game, though. 8 assists, 3 of 14. I'm surprised Conley struggled so bad. He did make 3 threes, didn't get to the line, but was a plus 17. See, it's stuff like that. Conley was just out there when it mattered most. He did the best job of anybody, pretty much, generally speaking, of kind of managing the offense and kind of steadying things down, even though he didn't shoot well in the game. The 8 assists, obviously, so crucial. Karl Anthony Towns was pretty sloppy. It was definitely not one of his good games of the year. Only 13 points, 2 of 8. Ran into foul trouble again. 4 fouls. Come on. But he never gets fouls called on him. Like, you see stuff where he's flying to the basket and getting pushed down and rolling on the floor, and there's no foul called. That was against Utah again. That was at least one play. 6 turnovers, though. Yeah, Towns was definitely a Johnny Flynn candidate, at least in the OKC game. That figures. It really does, actually. But Anthony Edwards, obviously strong performance. Trey Brown, a huge fourth quarter. I'm getting shades of somebody. What the heck? Oh, yeah, I'm getting shades of... Yeah, it's too bad. Raycon's done, unfortunately, for hockey. At least for the... Yep, because it's not November anymore. Happy December, everybody. And Christmas. Merry Christmas season. But no, a great performance by Troy Brown Jr. I'm getting it mixed up with another guy on the lake. Or was that him? I don't think it was him last year. Yeah, huge performance in one of those Laker games last year to help them get to the West Finals. That was amazing. Vince Germano, shout out to you. Obviously, shout out every single show. But bat signal for this question here. Apologize for my ignorance. What player was it that had that really hot game that helped the Lakers advance? He was a role player, and I'm blanking on who it was last year in the playoffs. When I hear the name, I'm going to be like, oh, duh. And it may have been Troy Brown. I don't think it was, but it may have been. That might have been why the name Troy Brown was all over my head in the summer. And then all of a sudden, I'm like, Troy Brown signed with the Wolves? So, cool. And there was another good player out there as well that was floating around, good role player. But yeah, Troy Brown, definitely a hero versus OKC. He definitely really helped in a big way, in a time of absolute need, against a very good basketball team in a statement game, folks. Statement game. Naz Reid also in a statement game. 6 of 9 overall, 3 of 4. Very strong performance. 15 points in 25 minutes, of course. Again, Karl Anthony Towns running into foul trouble. No problem. Naz Reid came out there and did a hell of a job. Rudy Gobert, 4 blocks. 4 blocks, 16 rebounds. I mean, 16 rebounds. 10 defensive, sorry. 6 offensive rebounds. And then you hear people like Trey Brown saying, I love playing with Rudy. You know, so it's the complete opposite of last year, isn't it? Where it's like guys are like, oh, Rudy, I don't know. Like, it was just, you know, and all these little, the shade that that stupid idiot was throwing at him last year, D'Angelo Russell, just throwing shade at Rudy Gobert, you know, and post-game like conversation, you know, but in front of the locker, you know, with reporters and such. And it's like, oh, it'd be nice if people could be able to catch the ball and such, or we could have a better flow. And it's just, obviously, it's like, of course, you're frustrated, but it's like, I don't know, you're literally throwing shade at the guy, and it's like, it's not like he's not going to find out. So there was too much strife in the locker room last year, and this year it feels like a completely different situation. Tim Conley and Mike Conley, you guys are, the Conleys are definitely a huge reason why the Timberwolves are pointing in a much better direction. There's no doubt about it. The Conleys. Put it this way. If somehow the Minnesota Timberwolves win an NBA championship this year or next year or whatever, like very soon, Mike Conley is officially the best executive in the NBA. Because who built the Denver Nuggets? Yeah. They actually, the Denver Nuggets won an NBA championship. The Denver Nuggets won an NBA championship. 5 years ago, whatever years ago, no matter how good they were, no matter how many wins and they'd get to the West Final or second round or whatever and how dangerous they were, the Nuggets never won championships. No, it was always like the same couple teams, the Warriors, the Heat, the Lakers, over and over. You know, and then, you know, it was the teams like that. And then you had the Miracle Cavs, basically. That was awesome. It was, especially considering who they beat. And I'm going to ride that out until, and I'm going to ride that out the rest of my life. Like, ha, 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 ha. I love that. Absolutely loved it. Anyhow, yeah, that would make Tim Connelly the best executive in basketball, I think. If you can get the Denver Nuggets and Minnesota Timberwolves to an NBA championship in a very short span, pretty good. You're pretty damn good. I'm staring at a team also that just for a couple seconds here I might talk about. No, I'm debating. Yeah, just for a second here, and I'll maybe bring it up in the second segment or even at the end of this one. What the heck? Orlando's 13-5. It's like it wasn't even dawning on me. I'm like, wait, Orlando's in first place and 13-5. What? Orlando? The same team that's been riding the pine basically every year? The same team that was 5-13? You know, 7-14, whatever, every year. They just, you know, they're whatever they are. They're 13-5. The Orlando Magic. Wow. So, obviously, things starting to really work out there. They're not like uber-duber top-heavy, but just a bunch of really nice players working together to a common goal, and it's insanely impressive. How funny would it be if the two, if the expansion sister teams, brother teams, twin expansion twins of 1989 met in the NBA Finals. You had better win that one, Minnesota. If it's Minnesota versus Orlando in the NBA Finals, you had better win that one. Let me tell you, you better, because you do not want to be on the short end of that straw. Oh my God, that would suck, the short end of the stick. You know, that would really suck. So let's move on to the Utah game. Again, epic performance. Thankfully, the Wolves able to hold on. Troy Brown missing that free throw. I was like, damn it. Anyway, you know, he could have really capped the night hitting that shot to wrap it up. But luckily, SGA's shot was kind of way off to the side. And the Wolves escape with a victory over OKC. Timberwolves host the Utah Jazz, 101-90. The Wolves trailed by 9 points multiple occasions in the game. It was really annoying. But Karl Anthony Towns kind of took charge. Not against a tough opponent or anything, but it's a team with talent, though. No matter how you look at them, they are talented. Walker Kessler, 3 blocks, and he had a couple moments, generally speaking. Somebody named Amir Yurtseven has been started the game anyway over Walker Kessler. Sure. Well, you know who he is. Amir Yurtseven, right? Come on. Old Yurtseven himself. Simone Fonseca, Sheshio. Whew, that guy can play a bit, and he's a specimen, isn't he? He's quite the specimen. Yeah, quite the sculpted specimen. He'd make a nice statue, but he's a lot more mobile than a statue. Yeah, he had some nice plays. He had some that were like, whoa, that was kind of cool, some athletic plays and all that. So I'm impressed by him, generally speaking. He's a damn good player. Good for him. But the Wolves end up winning comfortably. Gosh, no Jordan Clarkson, who's given the Wolves hell in the past. Chris Dunn, personal reasons. Come on, man. You're trying. Jeez. I know. Who am I to judge anybody with personal stuff? But, you know, they could use your help, Chris. You know, and you could use help in your career as well. That's just the way I'm looking at it. Lauri Markkanen out. Clarkson out. I mean, there's no excuse. The Wolves lose this game. It'd be like, really? Clarkson, the, you know, annual Wolves killer. No matter what team he's on, if it's the Cavaliers, if it's the Utah Jazz or whoever the heck else, trying to remember how many teams has he been on. He's been all over the place, but he's been a pain in the ass for the Wolves his whole life. Yeah, Lakers, of course. Yeah, Lakers and Cavs. That was a midseason trade years ago. Yeah, and then eventually now Utah. It's been, gosh, this is like, you know, fourth full season with the Utah Jazz and fifth overall when he kind of, you know, the midseason trade type of deal with the Cleveland Cavaliers in 1920. So, interesting. Interesting. Yep, he was in that weird locker room that year when things got funny. Game time decision with the thigh. But yeah, he's definitely been a Wolves killer dating back to the Lakers. I remember he was on a team like that. So that's who it was. But the Wolves end up escaping, kind of pulling away, and that's kind of what mattered most. which was awesome. So I'll super briefly look at the Magic. What the heck? It's our twin. It's our expansion twin back in 89, the Orlando Magic. I believe Donald Royal played for both teams, played for the Minnesota Timberwolves, and then ultimately the Magic later on in the Shaq years, the early Shaq years of the Orlando Magic, the early Orlando Magic Johnsons. Franz Wagner is leading the club in scoring. Banchero, who was the number one pick. That's the third time. No, I feel like the fourth time they got the number one pick, isn't it? At least. Jonathan Isaac's finally playing, but only 13, 14 minutes a game approximately. Still averaging over a block at least, but it's just interesting to see. Gary Harris still hitting his three-point shots, 44%. But again, minimal minutes. But it's kind of like a depth thing, it looks like. Joe Ingles, former Utah Jazz. Okay, cool. Joe Ingles, hold on, I'll see. Might. Yeah, Moritz Wagner. Yeah, I remember him. He's with the, he was with Michigan. Markelle Fultz, just knee. Poor guy. He's always out with a knee something. Damn it. Anyway, he was the number one pick for Philadelphia years ago. Went to Orlando quite a while ago now. Cole Anthony can drive you crazy. He has some big moments. Not a great player, but very good. Jalen Suggs, remember him. Yeah, obviously really high-end guy. So things are going pretty good in Orlando right now. They're going well. They've won, what, 9 in a row or something? So crazy. Most of their like team stats aren't that hot, though. Like their best team stat is steals. Second in steals in the whole league, 9.2. So they have that going for them. Franz Wagner with a steal. Jalen Suggs almost 2 a game. Fultz even over 1 a game. So it's stuff like that. Forcing turnovers. Banchero over a steal a game. So I guess they're a bunch of crooks. The Orlando Bandits. The Orlando Bandits. They're just using magic tricks to steal the ball away, I guess. I don't know. But good for them. Good for you guys. Good for you. The Orlando Charlatans getting the job done. That might be a cool nickname for them, actually. The Orlando Charlatans, since they're stealing the ball all the time. But great week for the Wolves. The Lone Wolf Award is going to go to, it could be Carl Anthony Towns. He had some crappy games, though. It's going to go to Mike Conley. Mike Conley for kind of keeping everything steady, hanging in there, even in the game when he didn't shoot well. What a great week for Mike Conley. Obviously, Anthony Edwards had some great moments, but, you know, unfortunately, the injury, and it sucks, and it's not his fault, that type of thing. But I'm hoping for the best there for a speedy recovery. I mean, you know, a lot of us know what a bone contusion is. It really hurts like hell. Just a couple feet away from me, I had the worst one of my life, slipping on a very thick amount of ice and landing on a concrete step. Yeah, like the corner of the concrete step in the lower part of my back area, like upper butt, lower back, and it was like literally like black for like a long time. Yeah, it sucks. It hurts forever. It takes forever. But that's how that goes. With that said, Anthony Edwards is the guy we're all counting on to come back and be healthy again, and hopefully he'll be okay. And it'll be a pain resistance type of thing ultimately, but we'll see. We'll see. He's a tough guy, and I have no doubt he's going to come back faster than the average NBA player. I have no doubt. With that said, the Johnny Flynn Memorial, I guess it's Shake Milton. He's been kind of invisible lately. It's been frustrating. Oh, I didn't even look at Nikhil Alexander Walker's game. Yeah, see, this was just amazing performance, by the way. I guess his former club. Yes, it's the Jazz. Yes, they're... excuse me. Yep, no, they're not that great or anything. But 20 points, 5 steals, 2 blocks, 7 assists, 5 rebounds. I mean, that is awesome. What a nice game. So I can't step away from this segment without talking about the performance by Nikhil Alexander Walker. That is freaking fun. That's fun stuff. He played with the Jazz, obviously. Just recently we acquired him in that Mike Conley trade. What a great trade. What a great trade. 8 of 16 from the floor. Started at small forward. 5 of 8 from downtown. And all that other stuff. The 5 rebounds, 7 assists, 5 steals, 5 steals. Unfortunately, 4 turnovers and 4 personal fouls. But overall, an awesome performance by Nikhil Alexander Walker. Even Troy Brown started. 8 points in 29 minutes, you know. Definitely solid, got a steal and some assists and such, but I don't know, the Wolves took care of business, and that's what matters most at the end of the day. So with that, we will take a quick break and preview 2 games coming up. And we are back on segment number two. Two games to preview in the preview segment. Saturday versus Charlotte. The Charlotte Hornets. And this is in Spectrum Center. The Timberwolves Spectrum Center, huh? Sounds like the Spectrum back in Philadelphia in the 80s and 90s and such. I believe Dr. J played there even before. Yeah, the early 80s and such. Pretty cool. Chuck and all them. Yeah, Chuck. We'll see what happens. Anthony Edwards' hip, Jaden McDaniels' ankle, Jordan McLaughlin's knee. Those are all legitimate injuries. Hopefully Anthony Edwards is back soon, along with Jaden McDaniels. Jordan McLaughlin, I hope so too, but man, it seems like all the time. Brandon Miller, ankle, as of November 29th. LaMelo Ball, ankle, November 26th. Nick Richards with a concussion. That sucks. Charlotte is 6-11, fourth in the Southeast Division. LaMelo Ball's numbers are pretty damn high, but so are Anthony Edwards as well, so doggone it. Anthony Edwards should have been Rookie of the Year. Sorry. I'm sure most of you agree, because this is a Timberwolves show, dang it. Charlotte Hornets, not the Bobcats, but Hornets, and I like that much more. Fourth place in their division, of course. Wolves are 19th in points. Charlotte's 13th. Wolves are 9th in rebounds. Charlotte's 12th. Field goal percentage, Wolves are 6th. Charlotte's 15th. Three-point Wolves are 9th. Charlotte's 14th. So on and so forth. Blocks, the Wolves are 2nd. The Hornets are 17th. The Wolves are 14th in steals, and the Hornets are 22nd. Of course, it's just a two-game series, being an Eastern Conference club. The Charlotte Hornets, not owned by Michael Jordan anymore, at least not as the majority owner. I believe he still might have a minority stake in it, I think. Most guys usually do when they sell teams. They usually hang on a little bit. Like, Glenn Taylor will hang on, but not much. Monday, January 22nd, 7 p.m. So it's not that far away. That might be MLK, isn't it? Or is it the week after? I think it's the week after. Sorry. My apologies. But it might be. I don't know. We'll get back to that shortly. So we'll cross that bridge when we get there, as you like to say. Yep. LaMelo Ball, he's been oft injured throughout his career, but when he does play, he's insanely valuable, of course. Miles Bridges, wasn't he on the Suns? I'm confused. I get so confused. Suns and then now I screw things up. Okay, I got it mixed up with Mikal Bridges. Yeah, sorry. He's obviously having a strong season, but 20 points a game just like last year. But unfortunately, in his case, he has, he's missed a significant amount of time already. Welcome to the NBA. Everybody's missing time for something. LaMelo Ball, 24.7 points, 8.2 assists. Will he play in the game? Will Anthony Edwards play? Hopefully they both do, and we get an epic game between these clubs, but the Wolves get the job done in Charlotte, North Carolina. Brandon Miller is averaging 14.4. Yeah, Miles Bridges, if he plays, 45.2% from downtown. Again, 20.3, but I think he has a concussion, right? We'll cross that Bridges when we get there. No, he's not even on the injured list, so he's playing. That's Nick Richards, sorry. So that's what's going on there. Obviously, a winnable game. You got to get the job done, that type of thing. Charlotte's been a trap game forever. LaMelo Ball's been a pain in the butt for the Wolves for passing on him, I suppose. Yeah, I mean, that's how it goes. It's just, that's sports. Guys get competitive. You get passed on in the draft. Like, I'm better than Anthony Edwards. Not necessarily. You're up there. You're one of the best players in the league, but I don't know if you're better than Anthony Edwards or not. Gordon Hayward, that's a Wiley veteran. 13.8 points, 4.7 assists, 5.3 rebounds. Nice numbers for Gordon Hayward. But unfortunately, again, the Charlotte Hornets, again, not winning a whole lot of games. Kind of like has been the, it's kind of been a thing there. They were in the play-in, weren't they? Was that last year or 2 years ago? They should be a competitive team. They have pieces, but obviously there's nothing special. But I mean, I don't know. Charlotte should be one of those, you know, it should be a basketball haven. It should be, but I don't know. It just hasn't been for a while. Love it when they wear the classic striped jerseys, like the, you know, Alonzo Mourning, Muggsy Bogues days, when they actually beat the Celtics in a playoff series. Pretty impressive. I think they were the first team. They were, right? They were the first team out of that group of, you know, the four teams that came in the NBA, 88 and then 89, Charlotte, Miami, and then Minnesota, Orlando, that won a playoff series. But unfortunately, they've actually been the least successful in terms of how far they've gotten. Obviously, the Wolves made the playoffs several years but lost in the first round in the Garnett era, but then eventually did get to the West Finals. Charlotte never got to the East Finals. Miami has won four championships, and Orlando's been to the finals twice and lost. And in the conference final at least one more time, if I remember correctly, getting swept by Michael Jordan and the Chicago Bulls in 96. That was quite an appropriate butt-kicking by the Bulls, let me tell you. It was due, definitely, considering what had happened the year before. The way they were dancing all over the Bulls. It's like, really, guys? Come on. don't do that, please. Just don't do that. Houston took care of you anyway in that finals. Anyhow, the Wolves should win the game. It's just we've not had good history in Charlotte. That's just based on my memory, you know, for many years. I don't have the exact numbers in front of me, and I probably should sometimes, but it's like, you know, it's not been a great history there. You know, the Kemba Walker days and such. I remember them beating us pretty good a couple times. The Wolves usually beat them here, but like it's kind of like a split oftentimes, but on occasion we have gotten swept by Charlotte. Dating all the way back to Alonzo Mourning and Muggsy Bogues, dating way back then, of course. Really nice team starting off, but freaking Alonzo Mourning left for Miami before you knew it. It's like, really? So he was the first Miami big star besides Roni Cicely from Beirut, Lebanon. Yep, or my dad's from Lebanon, of course. Timberwolves should win the game. I just keep coming back to it. It's driving me crazy. Like, why pick against the Timberwolves right now, especially against Charlotte? The Spurs, absolutely. You better not lose that game. They are sucking. They're sucking hard. They had a heartbreaking loss to the Atlanta Hawks. That should have been a blocking call, I thought. There was like a questionable call that kind of cost the Spurs an opportunity. It should have been a charge. It cost the Spurs an opportunity to possibly beat the Atlanta Hawks in a one-point game. An epic game, obviously, very nice. Bad Detroit, New York, that's classic, but Detroit's terrible. Why are they, like, leading? That's crazy. Jeez, it's just the third quarter, though. Sorry, it's flashing in the background. Wolves will beat the Charlotte Hornets, and we should. We should. I don't know, especially if LaMelo Ball's out, but it's a couple days away. We'll see what happens. Wolves should beat the Hornets. Final score, something along the likes of, we'll see who even plays in the game. I'm not expecting the super, like, epic high-scoring game. It's going to be something like 110, and it's not going to be a blowout either. Well, maybe. Gosh, I cannot come up with anything. 112 to 104. The Wolves win by 8 over the Charlotte Hornets. The leading scorer is going to be Karl-Anthony Towns with 30. Oh, wow. So Detroit was 0-15 in the month of November. Holy crap. That's horrible. Wow. Yeah, Detroit really is bad. They are one of the worst teams. They did lose to the Knicks ultimately. So, yep. You probably already know that because you know more than me, damn it. The San Antonio Spurs. Whoa. They started out kind of promising and all that stuff, but it looks like they want the number one pick again. You know, this Victor Wembanyama, or Wemby, or whatever you want to call him for a nickname, the Wemby Watchman. Yeah, he's good and everything, but we need someone else with him. You know, we need that Kobe Bryant kind of guy. You know, we need the next Kobe to go with this next Hakeem Olajuwon, or whatever you might want to call Wembanyama, with a shot-blocking athletic ability. It's probably the closest thing to Hakeem, I think, right? If anything, that's probably the closest comparison. Devin Vassell, obviously, is a stud. Just love him. But the Spurs are awful. That's, of course, the next game after this long break here. The game will take place. I'm getting ahead of myself here. My apologies. Wolves beat Charlotte. I already told you that. Karl-Anthony Towns will lead the Wolves in scoring in that one. Where'd it go? This is Wednesday the 6th. Way far away from now. Almost a week away. San Antonio is third in assists. That's an extremely impressive statistic. Otherwise, they're 19th in points, 22nd in rebounds. Field goal percentage 24th with Wemby. Come on. 25th from downtown. That's crazy. Sixth in blocks. No surprise there because Wemby's blocking almost three a game. The Wolves flipped around, screwed around, messed around with the San Antonio Spurs on November the 10th and eventually pulled away and won. Kind of like the Knicks versus Detroit there. That was flashing on the screen a minute ago. 117-110. This December 6th game will be in Minnesota. Target Center, Saturday, January 27th in San Antonio. And then the season wrap-up is Tuesday, February 27th, when we will have a bit more sunlight in the evening around that time than we do at this stage. I guess this is getting to be about peak time for darkness. We're pretty much around that time now. It's the month of December, dang it. Spurs 3-15. Yeah, not a whole lot to brag about, but obviously top-heavy with Victor Wembanyama. But, of course, he's dropped off a bit. He was averaging like 23. Now he's down to 19.3. Devin Vassell was like in the 20s. He's down to 18.6. So, guys, definitely dropping off. Zach Collins. Yeah, nothing too impressive. And all about 14 points, 6 rebounds. It kind of is what it is. There's talented players at the top. Obviously, Victor is very young and raw. He's only shooting 43.7. He's struggling a bit. 3-point percentage, 27.1. And the Spurs have just been horrendous of late. Injury report, please. Doug McDermott with illness. That's it for the Spurs, as Marcus the Forecaster would call them back in the day. Boy, they are struggling. I want to see the official losing streak here. Why am I not seeing anything? So, yeah, I had it, and I lost it. I like how they even have Wemby watch. Well, there's not a whole lot to watch right now. They're not playing well. Yep, there's your, the Lakers are in the final? Yeah, Sacramento versus New Orleans. New Orleans, really? We didn't make it? What the heck? Lakers versus Suns. Yeah, that's a semifinal. Sacramento versus New Orleans. Nope, it's the quarterfinal. What the heck? We didn't make this? That's stupid. Milwaukee versus New York. Boston versus Indiana. Cool. Good for them. Apologize. I'm wasting some time. That was the in-season tournament. The Spurs have lost. That's, yeah, I wanted to see the number. 13 in a row. They were 3-2 at one point. They had a winning record. That's over. 13 losses in a row. So the Spurs. Will the Wolves be the team that ends up ending their losing streak? I freaking hope not. That'd be embarrassing. That'd be embarrassing. So we'll see how it turns out. Ooh, that would suck. Phoenix Suns. Yep, they're now in first place. I'm not too surprised. Phoenix Suns versus Sacramento. Lakers hanging in there. The Warriors beat the Clippers, and Curry got a technical foul because he just did. Got frustrated. Ha ha, na 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 boo boo. That's all I got to say about that. But the Spurs looking to get the number one pick again and all that. I've been babbling here like a goofball, and I apologize, but It's a weird one. I mean, the Wolves have to win this, right? Please don't screw around. Don't mess around with this team, okay? You almost blew it last time, you know that? And then, I wish the Spurs beat the Hawks just so that got out of the way, so they can get back to losing again and not be the miracle, like we don't get to be the team where the Spurs have their miracle win and all that, and they beat the Timberwolves 137-135. Yep, there was a call at the end of the game that left the Spurs hanging and frustrated. Jeremy Sochan with 33 points. Victor Wembanyama with 4 blocks, 21 points, 12 rebounds. So obviously great numbers and all that. He didn't even play 30 minutes in the game. But obviously becoming a better and better player, obviously. It's going to take time. It's not going to be right away. But barring any type of injury bullcrap, he's not going to be a bust, knock on wood. And I don't want him to be a bust. As much as I don't want the Spurs to be good again, and I don't want to hear how the Spurs have struggled. They've all been struggling for many years. I don't care. They won 5 titles. I don't want to see them win anymore. Dude, they were good for 20 years. I don't want to see them win anymore. I'm okay with the Spurs sucking. It's nice to have a team like that that's not doing so good anymore. It's okay. I'm totally cool. Aren't you? Didn't you get sick of the Spurs like stomping on us? it got tiring. Like, listen to my old shows. I got sick of it, man. So the only time I cheered for the Spurs is because I was starting to not like this upstart, arrogant, little cocky Golden State team. I was like, cool, the Spurs beat them in the series. That was nice. And then right after that, the Warriors started winning titles. Yeah. Didn't take long for me to not like them. So with that said, the Wolves will win over the Spurs. I don't think there's really much of an excuse. Just get it done. Anthony Edwards, 20, I don't think he's going to get that many, like 25, 26, right around his average, because hopefully the Wolves win comfortably, 125 to 103, something like that. A comfortable 20-point victory over the Spurs. Just get the job done. That's all you got to do. Just beat them. Stop bleeping around and beat them. The Wolves win comfortably, And there you go. Yeah, Wolves win comfortably, and it's a 2-0 record. The Wolves get to 16-4, and we're thrilled and happy. Just take care of business. Don't mess around. That's all you got to say about that. With that, we'll take a quick break and then look around on Twitter and Instagram if there might be anything, or Facebook. Back here on Timberwolves Explosion fan interaction segment. Twitter account at TWolvesEX, at TWolvesEX is the Twitter account, or X, or whatever you want to call it. Looks like retweets from Benzo out of the Bronx, Tanay and Levi out of New Zealand, and Vince Germano out of Australia. Can't thank you guys enough. It means the world. It always does, always will. I don't think there's any actual conversation. Oh, yeah, there is. Nikhil Alexander Walker fan followed back. Thank you. Just in case you're listening, and I'm a fan too. Here we go, Tanay. Yep, I knew there was something from Tanay, which is great. Tanay says, when we drafted Cat over Okafor, I was relieved due to his defensive capabilities. Yeah, nice to see he's finally found something on that end again. Yeah, it took a long time, didn't it? It really did. Yeah, Rudy Gobert, 101.8. That's leaders in defensive ratings. Number two, Karl Anthony Towns, 103.6. Chet Holmgren. Okay, so, yep, I think I get it. Yep. Chet Holmgren, number three in the league. Chet Holmgren, yep. Chet's shoes. Russell Westbrook, get out of here. That's funny. Russell Westbrook. Kyle Anderson's number eight. Wow, Jalen Suggs, yeah, with all those steals. Little Alexander, that guy. Nikhil Alexander-Walker, 20. So there you go again. How many Wolves are on there in the top 20? Nikhil, that's number one. That's the 20th place. But Naz Reid is the second guy. Kyle Anderson, three. Carl and Kat, that's five. Holy cow. Well, all right then. That's kind of cool. That's amazing stuff. Yep, really cool stats. And Chet Holmgren, of course, the Minnesota native. And again, he can hit the clutch three or two here and there. But Rudy Gobert, number one in the league. Karl Anthony Towns, number two, though. Isn't that cool? Looks like there's a response somewhere. Yep, I was saying it's incredible. It's an incredible transformation. I remember that draft so well. We both agreed that Towns was the better choice. Okafor did absolutely nothing, and Towns' defense seemed to vanish. Now it's making a major comeback, the David Robinson we were hoping for. Yep, remember how good a defensive player David Robinson was to go along with how great his offense was and why he won league MVP in 95, I believe. Good old days, man. He was an awesome player. Was I leaning into something? Oh, yeah. Like, I remember back when we thought, like, Jahlil Okafor, oh, yeah. There was a Mecca Okafor. He was kind of good and then not really. This Jahlil's going to go way beyond a Mecca Okafor. And then he ended up being much worse than a Mecca Okafor. You'd rather have a Mecca. Again, that was the Charlotte Bobcats, of course, nowadays. Charlotte Hornets. And that's it, I guess. Yep, just some likes, and I appreciate you guys so much. And today, thank you for that. That was awesome. Keep interacting like you always do, because you are a legend, my friend. Truly. Truly, truly, and I need to interact more. It's kind of my own fault for not starting any conversation. That's my own fault. This was a very quiet week on my part, so my apologies again. At the end of the day, Facebook page, facebook.com/TimberwolvesExplosion. The Facebook page actually works, where Purple Mafia doesn't, which is dumb as heck. Then the Instagram, Timberwolves_Explosion. Timberwolves_Explosion, that's pretty much where you go, and that all will be in the show description. Why is everything kind of slower than bleep today? It's weird. The computer's acting funny. I don't know if the internet's down a little bit, kind of, sort of. And Yahoo was annoying again earlier, but at least it came around quicker than, you know, other times where it just sits there going back and forth doing nothing. 2023, wrap for podcasters. We'll appreciate that, but I don't know. I'm not that excited about everything necessarily, but about Spotify necessarily, but it's okay. Let's look at the demographics a bit, since, you know, this is what I tend to do if there's not a whole lot of interaction. The audience and such. United States, 63%. Australia, 12%. United Kingdom, 8%. India, 6%. New Zealand, 2%. With Germany as well at 2%. Canada, 2%. South Korea, Hong Kong, cool. France, Mexico, Philippines, Mongolia, Brazil, Japan. Those are all less than 1%. But it means there's a person or two out there from those countries and really appreciate you. I'll just say it's España, Croatia, Dominica, cool. Norway, too. Very cool to hear from you. No doubt, United States, just kind of Minnesota, California. Minnesota, 58. So, yep, Minnesotans don't hate me too much. That's good. California, 6. Texas, 4. Wisconsin, 4. Florida, Washington, North Dakota, Colorado. So they're around, New York. That'd be Benzo, I believe. New York, Niagara, and Hampton Bays. Interesting. Really appreciate it. I just want to thank you. I want to thank all of you that do listen and, talk to me sometime. St. Paul, 28%, Minneapolis, 24%, and Hugo. Hello, Hugo. Third overall in Minnesota. Thank you. Hi, Hugo. How are you? Say hello sometime. Seriously. The Twitter, Facebook, whatever you want to do, Instagram. Say hello sometime. Just, even if it's just the word hello, I'm John from Hugo, Jill from Hugo, Burnsville, up 4%. St. Michael, Chaska, Zimmerman. I wonder if that's Dave, maybe. I don't know. He doesn't like sports too much, but you never know. Zimmerman, that is cool. Elk River, Monaga, huh. Buffalo, Minnesota, cool. Way down there in the 1%. But maybe, some of them, maybe they just listened once. All the way down to, Bemidji, Richfield, cool. So just shout-outs to you in a big way. Again, just thank you for listening. That's what I've got to tell you. Yes, everybody's from Earth. Australia, Victoria. Yep, Vince Germano leading the way there, 81%. Queensland, New South Wales, Western Australia, and Tasmania. Could it be the guy in... No, I'm kidding. It's not. Sorry, let's just have fun with that one because it's a cool name. I'm just messing around. L.A., yep, that's cool. A lot of Irvine, California. Hello, just saying hi. I remember hearing from a Californian here and there. Obviously, with Purple Mafia, it's happened. So, just thank you guys so much. New Zealand, that would be Auckland. That's got to be, then Auckland and then Canterbury. Yep. So, again, thank you. Thank you so much from the bottom of my heart. Hope all is going well. Hope everything's going good with Reese Pedretti, Random Hoops, Pumpa. Yep, I don't know if I saw any posts this week. I know hopefully. Yeah, probably. I'm sure he's out there posting, but just in case, maybe just to check for fun. There he is, Random Hoops. Yep. Pinned this and that. Reposted. The Lakers, 1989. Yep. Magic Johnson versus Magic Johnson and Mayor Johnson, huh? Had an altercation. Oh, yeah. That'd be the Phoenix Suns. Jeez. Oh, yeah. That would be Kevin Johnson, of course. Mayor Kevin Johnson. Kevin Johnson, Magic, $3,000 fine. And KJ, $1,000. That was interesting to see. Very interesting. 89. Yep. Unfortunately, the Lakers were done winning championships. I'm pretty sure Detroit won this one, right? Yeah, Detroit won that year. Later on, and there's a young Kevin Johnson. I think that's Cotton Fitzsimmons, the coach there. Interesting altercation there. Thank you for that, Benzo. I just called you Benzo. You're Pumpa. I am really sorry. There's one with the guitar and the computer going there. Nope, that's a microphone. He's a singer. Cool. Love these posts so much. I really do. Yep, love these classic posts. That's the Spectrum in Philadelphia. The real Spectrum, not the Charlotte one. Scottie Pippen. All right, I better call it a day here. Just thank you. Big shout out to all of you guys, and God bless you. And we will, please do put a positive rating if you could. Apple Podcasts, Spotify, if the apps allow you to put a positive rating, please do. You don't have to put an actual review if you don't want to write anything, just a 5-star review, please. It would really help the show and all that. So kind of help it kind of stay above the weeds, so to speak, because it's been kind of stumbling below the weeds. The numbers are fine. It's just that I'm not showing up in searches like at all, basically. So it's kind of weird and frustrating. So that's kind of the thing. The algorithms aren't doing well. So I could use a little help if you could, if you haven't given a positive rating for the show, but would like to help, please do. Those of you that have, God bless you and thank you so much. Until next week, hopefully the Wolves kick some butt and take care of business against Charlotte and San Antonio. Take care and God bless.